Blog Talk Radio.
How are you doing today? Oh, I really want to say, but then again, I need to convey. Then I'm acting silly this way. No, what I need to tell you what is true, 'cause the truth is.
I really want to tell you. Yes, I really want to get to know you. You can watch the videos on people. It was fun to do. And ladies and gentlemen, I want to say on my podcast, I always talk about either what's going on with me. You know, it's like a psychology part. Not intentionally. It's just talk about my struggles, about what I'm going through. Or what I'm, trying to deal with, or is about my music. And now, you know, it's kind of like I took a little break. Now I'm coming back to talk about music. That's what I love to do. I've been doing it for so many years. That's why I came to L.A. You heard that song, I Really Want to Get to Know You, is a song I co-written. It was great to do. The really great thing about doing that song with another songwriter is we did it on the spot. It was not intended. It's kind of like unexpected. I think, you know, it was totally unexpected. I was actually going to do a different song, Fool in the Rain. It was supposed to do a cover. And we decided to just go ahead and do it. So we did it right there on the spot. And it was such a joy to do. So I hope you like I Really Want to Get to Know You. It was released in 2020. I am an indie artist. I release so much music the past 7-8 years. I've been doing podcasts the last 6 or 7 years. So I'm just, you know, just as an artist, you know, I have to grow and take breaks, go ups and downs to find thyself. Lately, I've been playing a keyboard. I should have been playing it before, but on a regular basis, but playing a keyboard to make melodies for songs. There is a song that I've written on the keyboard that I am trying to release. But it's going to take a while, maybe within this year. But I'm planning on to release I Want You. Now, let me tell you about I Want You. It's a pop song. Yes, my next pop song. It's a pop song that has, I like it a lot. It came from my vault. I did it a while back, and it's, the voice is, let me tell you, totally different than what you heard at the other pop songs. It has, you know, it goes in the up and flows. It's very unorthodox in some way of singing. I want to tell you, since I'm an artist, but I'm also a communicator, I like to be upfront with things. Just tell it like it is and deal with whatever comes my way. I was not impressed with my voice due to the fact that it was done at a stage where I was just simply not concentrating, but the voice still sound pretty good. The song sound pretty good. I Want You is about wanting to be, fall in love with someone. You know, a wish to fall in love with somebody. The lyrics are so good. It's a pop song. It's so good. And the voice is good, too. You know, it was made because at a time, as I talked about before, I was actually started off as a rock singer. As you know, you heard my rock songs. I was at a different stage at that time. You know, I was totally a rocker. You know, I was into, you know, rock, punk rock, hard rock, and I, that was my first pop song I created, and I was experimenting. So I was called, I would consider myself, well, I'm a pop singer, definitely. But at the time I did this, I was like a rock singer trying to sing pop. So it was that kind of thing. But you decide for yourself. I had people who told me they liked it or didn't like, but I like it. And it was a joy to do. You know, you'll like it. I don't want to give out way too much. I actually put a part of the song on Twitter for you to listen to. Because I know people, somebody's going to listen to this broadcast, one or two or whoever on this planet. But so it will come out, hopefully, by April. It should come out. I don't know what can... But that song was just done. It was such a joy to do. I made so many demos. There are some demos I made I'm just not going to release. I don't know why. I don't know if it's the right time to or right place to release them. Different stages of my life, you know. Because I was surely a rocker, and you wouldn't even notice the... You know, but rock and roll gave me the expression because I got into rock music. I got into rock music because I had so much to say, and my background was just pushed me in that direction. I guess it wasn't by accident. It just led me down that path. I was going through so much, and picking up a microphone and wanting to sing over a guitar was the way. But I also realized that my nice, my side, or truly inside, is acquainted, truly acquainted with pop. Because the pop music, the songs that I made, symbolize who I really am. I'm a very nice, likable guy. So that is where it is. Like with a lot of things, if you were to tell me I was to do come to California from where I'm from, Western New York, and make music and try to be in the industry, I would laugh. If I was 15 years old, I'd be like, you, no, 13, you're right. But, you know, I was an artist, but it just came about. It just... Life itself just took a 180-degree turn so fast that it just led me there. It was just, I guess perhaps it was destined. I don't know. But if I was to think about it now, I would be like, I mean, back then, I you know, from when I was, when I did started music, I still would be a little shocked. But it's a good thing because... Creativity is a good expression. So thank you for listening. So I'm going back to doing the talk about my music. So I took a little, you know, break from October last year. So this is the third month, 3 months of break. I've been doing podcasts for like 6 or 7 years, and I talked all about all kinds of things, and I act silly, have fun. It was fun to create. But then I realized that what I was saying and what I was doing did have impact. Whether it was really deep, really sad, or really profound, or if it was just about the creativity of my music, because somebody could be listening to what I say. So in that sense, I am a public person because this is all over the internet. But I hope people realize when they listen to me it's just the creative part of the entertainment, the spoken word of what I do, which is part of my creativity. The other part is on the singing word. You know, I'm a singer, you know, I play music. But this is the spoken word. So I have a responsibility in what I say and what I do. I didn't see it that way, but then I realized I have a responsibility on air and what I say and what I do. I apologize for any profanity or anything I said, but I try to be PG-13. But that's where it is. So I hope another album comes out. I don't know. It depends on the company I work with. It also depends on when the song, you know, is ready, because, you know, I had to, before it comes out, I had to listen to it and send it, you know, really try to get them to release it. And it will be. Being an artist for years have been great. And one thing I also realized is that part of my inquiry into art is to express thyself. Because to express thyself is so important. Because it's part of release, you know, to you guys, whoever's listening, to show that, you know, the part or the side of myself, or that likes to just show to the world about my viewpoint and what's going on with me. And music is definitely the way, because I write a lot of things, but I sing it too. So I'm glad to be back in that regard. Now, when the song comes out, I will let you know. You know, I will just play. I'm going to, you know, do a broadcast and then say, ladies and gentlemen, song I Want You is out, as I always do. So that is what is going to happen. I am, you know, trying to find thyself in what I do and just to do the best I can. And the reason why I say that is, may all your dreams and wishes come true, like I hope mine's come true, because we all deserve to be happy. May God bless you all, or whatever religion you believe in, because I know some people on this planet do not believe that there's a God, but whatever they believe in, we're all children of a higher power in some form or some entity or another. To all religions, are all respected. Or wherever you come from, we are all equal, no matter what country or nationality or race or sex or religion or sexual orientation or age or whatever you are, we are all equal. We're all equal under God, in my opinion. Good day, good night, from Dove Night.